row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain come tumbling down.
Welcome to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey. And once again, we are glad to be on location. Today, we're standing here featuring two of the planters from John D. Wall's horticulture class here at Hastings High School. This is a marvelous, marvelous place, and you can't minimize the effect that this much green and growing things on a really cold, icky day. It just is such a great benefit. And with us today are Molly and Isi, and they are two of the planters. Introduce yourselves, girls.
I'm Isi. I'm a sophomore.
I'm Molly, and I'm a junior.
Tell me a little bit why you chose this class. What intrigued you about this class?
So the main thing for me was D-Wall, because he's such a character, and I just wanted to learn more about plants and planting things.
How about you?
Kind of the same. D-Wall's my coach for all three of my sports, so it's just nice to hang around him. Also, winters can get pretty long in Hastings, so being around as much like greenery and warmth as possible is nice to brighten up your weeks.
It sure is. All right, let's start from the very beginning. Did you know anything about growing things when you first took this class?
I did not. I'm really bad with plants, so.
Yeah, nor did I. I did not know anything, but it's really intriguing. And
okay, so where do you start?
Well, D-Wall just hands you a pack of seeds and kind of says, here, go plant this. And then in a couple weeks, you get to see all these beautiful flowers come about.
Now, there's different ways of going about getting these things. And what we're trying to do is giving you a little bit of a preview of the great plant sale that will take place on May 7th. Okay, so you start when then preparing for this?
So we started preparing like January, just starting by putting them in the chambers and getting everything ready. And now they're just sitting in here. And then by the time the plant sale comes around, they'll be gorgeous.
They will be. So what did you learn about the process that you maybe didn't know before?
For me, I was surprised at how quickly everything kind of sprouted and how quickly it's all developed and how much we have. I didn't realize how much we are blessed to plant here.
So there's a greenhouse and then there's the planting place, which actually you had to take out in the hall. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we did because of all the dirt.
That's quite a process in itself. So tell me a little bit about that process. So for people who are listening, who listen to our show, they maybe have some pots or a few flats. How much product do you actually put through this place?
First, we start, we have potters or people, D-Wall calls them the dirt people. So they fill the pots with dirt and then they bring them to the people planting and fertilizing. So then there's like three or four people over there who put the plant in the pot with the dirt and fertilize them. And then we bring them back into the greenhouse so the people in here figure out where they're going to be stored and then water them as well.
Is this something, though, that takes a lot of days or do you do it all at once? What kind of a process is it? Weeks?
Usually we have like two lab days a week. And so we'll like start planting things. And then the other days of the week, we'll come in and water them and make sure they're growing right. And yeah, and then we learn about other plants on our off days.
And that's the other critical part of this is that you're learning more about what you're planting.
Yep. So we learn about, like the other day, we learned about cinnamon and strawberries and just like all these different plants I can help out. And even though we weren't planting them, we're still learning about different things.
Now, Isi, you said that you really didn't have a green thumb before you started this. Has this class given you more confidence in growing things?
I mean, it's given me a little bit more confidence. I still wouldn't trust myself with some at home, but I know they're in good hands with D-Wall here.
And John D-Wall, we'll be talking with him right after this, and he's going to give us kind of a briefing on the history of this wonderful resource here. Hastings High School has a beautiful greenhouse, and not every high school has this. So you may learn about things in books, but this is a real hands-on program.
Yeah, it's really nice. We're super blessed here. Everything's just, we have a lot of room. We have a lot of, like the chambers and the lights. It's all really nice here, and it's multi-purpose because for Nordic we wax our skis in here, so it's really nice to have a area where we can use
And there's no wind chill in here.
Nope, it's nice and warm.
Speaking of warmth, now you have a seed starter. Can you tell me a little bit about that, EC?
You know, you get the seeds in your pots, you put them in there, Dewald turns up the heat, and then they just start to germinate, and that's about all I know about it.
And how long does it take, do you know?
I think like a week, maybe. So it's not too long, for because it's amazing how fast they can grow.
I mean, overall, too, now, the last time I was in here, for some of you who listen, we have our elephant ear bulbs that we recycle at the end of every fall, and we have those potted up. Because it has been so cold and dark, though, this spring, there's been a lot of cloudy days, they aren't doing as well, but the wonderful flats, and we'll feature some of these photos on our Facebook page so you can see the wonderful things, and people get their, oh, they just start drooling when they figure out this many plants are available to their plant sale, and that's going to be held again on May 7th. We're talking with Molly and EC. And now, Molly, tell me a little bit about the process. Do some people who come into this class just seem really surprised that things are easily grown?
I would say so. It's honestly surprising how little effort it takes. I mean, because it's so easy to kill them, but it's also so easy to grow them. But it's nice to have Dewald helping us and guiding us, just showing us. He just makes it look easy. And with like our assembly line sort of process, it's really nice to, it gets done quick.
Do either of you plan to maybe develop this into more than just a class, maybe as a work resource later in your life?
I'm not sure about like my job having anything to do with plants, but it definitely motivates me to have some around my house because we've learned about different things that certain plants can do for you, such as like freshening the air and like helping you sleep. So just things like that really motivate me to just have a cleaner lifestyle with plants around.
I planted a bunch of peppers and tomatoes, and I love tomatoes, so I was very excited to plant those.
There's also a great team here in the greenhouse that waters and cares for things, and you can tell that they've really been doing their jobs. Everything is coordinated by variety. I also noticed that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be needed to be helping with the plant sale because it's a massive event, and we take all of these plants and put them out on hay racks. It used to be people would crowd into the greenhouse, but after COVID, we just decided that there was a lot easier just to take them outside, and we've been thwarted, I should say, though, in the last couple of years by cold weather. In those mornings, we throw everything out there and we hope for the best, but people come and they grab flats. They grab 5, 6, 7 flats, and then they're just gone.
I remember my first time working the plant sale, and it was in here, and it was kind of just crowded. Everybody was trying to jump over each other to get one thing or this thing. And since we moved it outside last year, it was so fun. The whole track team worked it, and everybody was just getting along, helping everything move, and we sold so much. It was incredible how much revenue we were able to make.
Tell us a little bit about that revenue. What does it go towards?
So all the proceeds go to track, cross country, and Nordic, which is what Molly and I are both part of. With all this money, we're able to buy some new wax for skiing, some like spikes for kids. And it's really awesome that people like to help out.
Absolutely. All right. So plants make a community because it takes an awful lot of people to do that. And I can't tell you how incredulous it is to look at this full greenhouse when it is so cold and awful outside. And then you look at in another few weeks, this place will just be bursting at the seams. The plants will be so much taller. And we've got coleus and we've got geraniums and there's some marigolds there. And people really love to support the high school as well. I mean, they come to these plant sales just to try to help those programs out. I think that's really neat too.
Yeah, like EC said, we both participate in Nordic. We're both captains for that this year. So it's really nice to see the people trying to support the sports that are kind of overlooked. We don't get that much attention. We don't have football or baseball cards you can sell for $20 of coupons. We have the plant sale, and I think it's a huge hit. Last year, we made like $10,000, mm-hmm. and it was super helpful this year, especially with kids who just starting Nordic, and they were getting the like supplies that they need in order to start up. So it was really, really great to see that coming together.
Before we go, EC, tell me what you think is the best part about being in a growing environment.
it's just nice to see everybody just like come together. And like when we're out there planting, there's people I would have never talked to before. And then you're just like, hey, can you pass me that? And then you have like a 30-minute conversation with somebody you've like barely ever met. And it's just really nice to meet new people, and because you're all sharing the same experience and like sharing the same interests. So it's really awesome.
I think just since it's like nothing I really knew about growing, and it just gives me hope, like spring's coming, winter's almost over. It's really nice. It's like, oh, we're almost there. Like all these beautiful plants are kind of encouraging us to go forward.
And you're encouraging us with your wonderful words. Thank you so much for taking time. I'm Kelly Casey, and you're listening to another On Location version of In the Garden. We'll be right back with a message from John DeWall. Welcome back. This is our second part of our local gardening on location series. I'm so pleased to be standing here with horticulture instructor John DeWall. Welcome back.
As always, thanks so much for having me. Always appreciate all the work you do.
I'm glad to feature this local resource. John, tell us, the history of this greenhouse is really well known in this community, but you are a rare gem. Not every high school has a resource like this.
I'll tell you, when we started this school 22 years ago, we patterned this greenhouse off of Bailey's Nursery. And we have kept up to date with all our computers, with our watering systems, our lighting, growth chambers. So we have literally a state-of-the-art greenhouse that no school anywhere in a five-state area has.
Tell us a little bit how this greenhouse is used.
Well, in the fall, we do a crop of poinsettias, and then we do a crop of chrysanthemums, and we do a crop of cyclamens. So in our fall semesters, we use those crops that our floral classes are doing, poinsettias for Christmas, mums for Thanksgiving, and obviously cyclamens for Valentine's Day. So we have a full blast of crops all the way until like the 14th of February. And then we flip it into all our spring crops. The students take everything they've grown in the fall home. The greenhouse is completely stripped out. And we then start all our plants in here from either seeds or by plugs. So about 6 months ago, I go through catalogs and decide what plants we're going to plant. Some I continue from other years. The things that grow really well, the things that don't, I don't order. And so we have tons of new things in here this year. I said, you know, we're just going to try some really cool different stuff. And as you can see in here, there are lots of really amazing things.
I really wish I had taken a picture of the bare greenhouse, because this is jam-packed. You have more hanging baskets, I think, this year than I've ever seen.
You're absolutely right, and they're all in blooming phase. They were only about 2 inches tall about a month ago, and right now they're all full blast blooming, and we are actually supplementing fertilizer twice a week. We have a time release in the baskets when we plant, but we use a material similar to Miracle-Gro that just kicks out a lot of buds and a lot of blooms. So what you're seeing is full blast blooming plants that are just lush and green, and I think we have probably close to 450 hanging baskets, and they look awesome.
They really do look awesome. Tell us one of those things, though, about the changes that has been made in the last few years. It doesn't cost the same to put this wonderful spread together anymore, does it?
No, you know, every product, even soil, you wouldn't think it's a big deal. I was having almost impossible time to try to get germination mix. It comes from Canada due to the supply chain shortage, due to all that. When the bridge was blocked coming from Canada, I couldn't buy germination mix. So I literally had to search, and we finally found a company and had it shipped in just to get our seedling germination mix. Everything, the plastics coming from China, you can't even imagine. I bet our costs have gone up a little over a third of every product, and it's no different than anything else, whether it's food or whatever. Same thing in the greenhouse industry.
Tell us a little, though, about how this greenhouse is utilized, other than introducing some of the students that may never have grown anything in their lives. I was so engaged with EC and Molly in the earlier part of our conversation about they didn't really have any background other than, I think one of them said she killed everything she ever tried to grow before.
You know, the biggest thing is to get the kids an opportunity to actually see whether it started from seed or by a tiny little plant. If you were in here a few weeks ago, all you saw was just empty soil flats. And then the plants, like you see some of the tomatoes, are only, you know, an inch tall or so. So we talk about lead times, how long you have before from the time you plant the plant to the time it is mature to be marketable. But again, some of the stuff, it just is whether it's by seed or by cutting. You start them at different times. We look at growth, water, fertilizer, temperature. We got some greenhouse kids that are out here taking dead leaves off the plants and watering, and it's just a huge production. Everybody has kind of their own role that they do in this class.
Speaking of that greenhouse team, they are also responsible for, you know, maybe bringing any attention to you. Do you ever have any problems with pests?
Yeah, I'm always going, we don't want any aphids, we don't want any bugs. The aphids are very, very prevalent in a greenhouse, and I'm always just looking around every day, and I haven't seen any yet, and sometimes you get them, and you have to right away hit them down with some, you know, pesticide, whatever. We don't use much of that, but again, we really take caution in not getting particularly aphids.
So they're learning an awful lot of the history. And I was talking to the girls and they said, too, that they're learning about the plants, about each kind of plant, the practical parts of those plants and how they reproduce and why they grow and why they look the way they do. Is that another big part of your teaching?
It is. You know, we look at, like right now, we're talking about fruits and vegetables. And like today, we're talking about raspberries and also about apples, where they're located, why certain regions in the United States produce them versus other regions. Talking about like in Hastings, you know, we grow a lot of our vegetables and fruits, but not at a large scale that we do any exporting to other states.
And the community will turn out on May 7th. Tell us the hours for this wonderful plant sale. And again, it will be held outside.
Yeah, we empty the greenhouse Saturday, May 7th, and it's from 9 to 4. Get there early. Stuff sells out really fast. Looking forward to seeing everybody coming to our plant sale, and it subsidizes our hort department. We've actually bought a whole set of Chromebooks for our classes that were from the plant sale. It helps our Nordic ski teams and our cross-country teams and our track teams, so it goes right back into the community.
John, before we go, how many of the students do you think will take their newly learned information about plants and maybe further a career or at least an avocation in this field?
Gardening is the nation's number one hobby. And, you know, my goal is to develop have the kids develop an appreciation for plants and how they're used in their lives, not only for the edible part of it, but also for the enjoyment in their homes and yards.
And they also learn sales techniques. They learn marketing. They learn time management and all those other things that are required in the greenhouse before the sale even starts.
Absolutely true, Kelly. And, you know, we just like to give the kids a well-rounded education, and they got to have fun doing it too. And they're certainly having fun doing it in our greenhouse.
It's dreary outside. And once again, we thank John DeWall for giving us an enlightenment. Please turn out to the Hastings High School Horticulture Plant Sale happening on May 7th from 9 to 4. And as he says, get here early. You won't want to miss this great sale. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you so much, and looking forward to seeing everyone May 7th.
And we're looking forward to seeing you next Wednesday on In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey. Bye now.
Pulling weeds and picking stones, we are made of dreams and bones. I feel the need to grow my own, 'cause the time is close at hand.